beginning, I said, if we're going to continue America, our inheritance, if we're going to take hold of our birthright and secure it through whatever this transition is, our next guest, he may be top 10 most important people in this country, maybe top five. I don't know. Maybe the most. I don't know. Very important. Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, he is known throughout the country, really the world. He's getting known, his reputation. He started out in law enforcement, became sheriff. And a funny thing, he thought, wow, I took an oath to the Constitution. Maybe I should protect it. Maybe I should defend it. Maybe I should enforce that. If I'm in law enforcement, then I should enforce the law. As simple as that sounds, it's very unique. And so he, of course, the landmark case against the Clintons, well, I'm sure we'll get into that and so much more, written many books. He's the founder and head of CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. It's a pleasure to have him on. We have a live video that we'll have on YouTube. Everybody's going to share. Richard Mack, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. Thank you so much. I don't know about where I line up on importance, but I know where the Constitution lines up in importance, and it's number one. It's number two, right behind God. And I believe that God inspired the Constitution, so they might be one and same, or one and 1.5, because the Constitution is what we really need.
I'm looking at your book, and I'm showing on video. This is... Are you a David? You've written how many books have you written?
Seven, eight, maybe.
This is a fantastic book. I was looking through it last night. I knew you were coming on, and let me read one of the quotes that you have here. If there's anything I have learned over the past 20 years that's been especially reinforced over the past five, it is that the only thing you have to do to be controversial is to quote the Constitution or the Founding Fathers or disagree with mainstream political correctness. And heaven forbid, never go against the money laundering and bribery system as presently constituted between the feds and our nation's law enforcement agencies. Explain that statement a little bit. That's a powerful statement.
Well, it's merely talking about how local agencies are so addicted to federal grants. And in order to get those grants, you have to do what the federal government says. And not only that, but you can even take it a step back further or a step further back. Why all these federal grants? Where do they come from? Who does them? And are they lawful? And if you research that and look at the Constitution, the federal government has no business being in the grant business. And it's not lawful. And why do they do it? They take money without permission from the states, create this huge, humongous bribery system known as grants, and then give it back to us. Then they send about 5% of it back to us in school grants or law enforcement grants or whatever. And then do everything that you have to do in order to get the grant. There's always strings attached. In fact, you have to fill them out on the grant. I've seen these grants before. You have to promise what you're going to do with the money, and you have to comply. And they can even check to make sure that you are doing what they said. And if you're not, they'll pull the grant. And we've had several sheriff's offices from across the United States that have lost their grants, and they had to lay off, 60, 70% of their people because they got so addicted to this. Listen, if you're going to remain independent in this country, you must pay for your own sheriff's offices. Each county should pay for their own. If you can't afford it, if you can't afford a sheriff's office, then don't have one. But you can work out volunteer helpers, and you can work out posses, and there's a way to do it. But every county should have a sheriff, and it's vital that you have a sheriff.
How did we get to the point where the federal government was paying for county, local elected sheriffs? That seems out of whack. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it's just part of that bribery grant system. And the sheriff, though, in every county, technically is paid by the county or the state. But when you supplement his department budget with federal grants, the county's just taking money from one place and putting it in another. And so, no, It's a system that needs to be stopped, and every sheriff should be aware of it. And we should not be taking any of that filthy money from Washington, D.C. With these grants. And some sheriffs actually run on the issue of, oh, I'm getting the most federal grants. No.
Like then, it's a
vote for somebody else. Yeah.
The one point you were making, the first part of this quote from your book, is that you were scheduled to be, or you applied for a booth even at the National Sheriffs Association, and then you were denied. Why is it that these big sheriff associations don't like you?
You know, that's a real good question. I think they consider me a little bit of a threat because they don't want to be associated with anybody who's standing up to the federal government. Because the National Sheriffs Association gets a lot of money and a lot of grants from the federal government. If you've ever been to a National Sheriffs Association convention, if you go inside the expo area, there's literally thousands of tables in there with all the latest equipment and paraphernalia that will help cops and sheriffs and peace officers do their jobs better, how you can run jails better, what kind of equipment you need for the latest body cams, for communication equipment and walkie-talkies, a portable radio, what we call them, and how you equip a jail. And it just goes on and on about all the equipment that you need for law enforcement tactics. And when you look at all the tables inside these expos, a bulk of the tables belong to the DEA, FBI, BLM, USDA, Secret Service, Federal Bureau of Prisons, and it goes on and on and on. Those tables cost about $1,000 each. And so when you have the federal government with about 250 tables in there, guess how much money the federal government is giving the NSA every year? And you know what? The NSA is a social club. They really don't do anything for freedom, for individual liberty, or for the Constitution. They give it lip service, but that's about it. And it's kind of a shame.
So basically, these big conferences, it's almost like Washington D.C. It's almost like a lobbyist. So this becomes a lobbying tool almost. That hey, we're going to buy 250 booths. That's $250,000 that we're putting straight into your conference here. You need to listen to us. Oh, and by the way, that one little booth that CSPOA wants, maybe you ought to just push them aside. We don't really like them. My first thought when you said that, what does the FBI have to do, or those organizations, what do they have to tell sheriffs about? I mean, I don't understand that.
I've never understood it either. I don't get it to this day. I think it's just a PR thing. And it's just a money thing.
So that they have good relationships. And oh, by the way, when we call you, we're from the FBI and we want to do something, you'll just let us do what we want. Is that kind of?
Yeah. And they want to make sure that they go to their, softball tournament and to their golf tournaments. And they, you know, they're all buddies and they work on the same team, so to speak. And when the FBI comes in there, to that sheriff's county and to the sheriffs across the country, they want support and help and they want to work together. And you know what? There might be some times where that would be appropriate, but they better check with me first and they better not come into my county without checking with me.
Well, let's talk about the CSPOA for people who don't, not really familiar with you. Talk about the genesis of that. What is CSPOA? How did you start it? Why did you start it?
Well, the CSPOA actually started, was born out of my lawsuit that you mentioned earlier. I just felt that it went huge that we beat the federal government at United States Supreme Court. And in that decision, it said some things that most people didn't know about how different governments are there to protect each other from each other. And literally, that we will control each other. Different governments will control each other. And Scalia put that in the decision, and he said, he just quoted the Federalist Papers. It's Federalist Paper 51. And so imagine a Supreme Court decision that actually takes you through the history of our country and some of the Federalist Papers, which shows the intent of the founders.
Well, let's back up a little bit, since this is kind of the genesis. This is one of the most important lawsuits we've seen in modern judicial history. At least if you're an American, this is unbelievable. Yep. If you want to stop the spread of federalism, this is one of the best. Amazing. Give the genesis of that lawsuit, the facts of it. Tell us about your groundbreaking lawsuit where you beat the Clintons. Are you the only private citizen who's ever beaten the Clintons? Is that, or beaten the president of the United States? Is that or something like, no, isn't that true or something like that?
Well, actually, I was a sheriff at the time. And so a private citizen, no. Okay. But I am the only person to ever sue Bill Clinton on a non-sexual matter. And so I'm really proud of that. I try to shove it in his face every chance I get, and that's what I do. But
you didn't inhale, did you? You didn't inhale. Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
But no, it was an amazing case, and it was the first time in American history, the only time, when a couple of sheriffs, Sheriff Prince and I, took the case all the way to the Supreme Court, and we won. That's the only time sheriffs have ever done that in 245 years of our history. It's never happened before or since. But the thing that's so valuable about this is Scalia took it much further than I ever dreamed. And when he said, quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions."
Wow.
And wouldn't you like every sheriff to know about that now? You know, you wonder what my message is to sheriffs. Well, that's it. Look at this Supreme Court decision. In fact, every American needs to read this decision. And I put it on my website. It's at cspoa.org. And this booklet fits in your front pocket, and it's only 16 pages long, and it has all the highlights. It has all the highlights that we're just talking about. And this is so valuable. Everybody in the country needs to read this. It'll take you 10 or 15 minutes. But you need to understand there's more to it than what I said about different governments controlling each other. Wow, what an issue of federalism there. And it really is basically saying this. There's three lanes of traffic in our government: the legislative branch, the legislative lane, the judicial lane, and the executive lane. When anybody crosses out into other lanes, it's those other traffic signals that we have in the other lanes to stop it. We control each other. And so anytime somebody's getting out of line with freedom or oppression or abusing the public or victimizing our citizens, then of course we're supposed to stand. And we're supposed to stop that. And so, yeah, you got to get a hold of this, because it does one other thing that really is talking to us today. And he says this: it divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we may resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location as an expedient solution to the crisis of the day. End quote.
Wow.
I mean, is that telling every governor you don't get to do what you're doing today? And of course, the sheriff standing against it is exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Why? Because freedom in America comes first. And if one of the lanes of government is violating the principles of freedom, then the other two lanes must stand against it.
Now, another thing that the decision does is it makes it very clear who the chief law enforcement officer of the counties are, right? Correct?
Well, the Brady Bill itself was what we sued over, and the Brady Bill...
What is the Brady Bill? Tell everybody what that is.
The Brady Bill was named after James Brady, who was shot during the assassination attempt on Reagan. And James Brady, God rest his soul, good man, was manipulated and controlled and exploited by his wife, Sarah Brady, and she was the chair of Handgun Control Incorporated, and so she put his name on some proposed legislation. Took her about 10, 11 years, 12 years to get it passed, but it was a movement. There were five bills to be scheduled, and they were going to completely destroy the Second Amendment. But two sheriffs in this country stood and stopped that entire process. But the Brady Bill required the sheriffs of this country to enforce federal law, and it was gun control, and it was without our permission, and it was with no negotiation or no contract. They just made a law and said, sheriffs, you will enforce this for us because we said so, and if you don't like it, we'll arrest you. And I'm not kidding you. People think I make this up, but the quote is in this little book. The quote about the threat to arrest us is in the book. And so every citizen, my goodness, folks, you want this book. You can get five of these for $10. It's at cspoa.org. You want to show this to other people. You want to show this to your sheriff. And like I said, the CSPOA was born out of this because of everything it said. I wanted to start a national organization that would be a wake-up call to all sheriffs, to all peace officers, to all public servants, that we will enforce the Constitution, that we will stand for freedom and liberty. That's what our purpose is.
What was that like, being in the middle of that and, you know, basically having that threat hanging over your head? I mean, what went through your mind?
Well, actually, my attorney said, do you want to try to get an injunction against that threat of being arrested? And I said, well, I go, well, yeah, sure, of course I do.
But, yeah.
You know, I said, do you think we can get it? He says, I think we can, because Judge John Roll was very constitutional. He was our district court judge in the first case. And by the way, if you look him up, you'll see that he was actually shot and killed at the Gabby Giffords assassination attempt in Tucson back in 2011. Yeah. Yeah. So
they don't forget. Those people don't forget, do they?
No, no. So anyway, he was murdered by Jared Loeffner, and he was amazing. And he actually, we put in for this injunction, which basically is the same thing as an order of protection. I literally got an order of protection granted to me against the Clinton administration, against Janet Reno. They could not touch me or arrest me until the case was adjudicated. And then we won.
Wow. And what was the final, I mean, what was that like, that whole experience? I mean, you must have had a million emotions, your family, I mean, everything. This is.
Well, the biggest emotion was this case literally cost me my reelection bid for sheriff. So my strength became my weakness. My strength to stand for freedom became my weakness, because people didn't like it. They said, oh, he's wasting his time. We're sick and tired of him being on TV and traveling all over, blah, 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 which really wasn't the truth. The TV stations came to me and interviewed me in Arizona and sometimes right in my jail and my office. But I became, and I didn't plan for this, all I wanted to do was be sheriff. But I wasn't going to subject myself to the Clinton administration and to their unconstitutional acts. So I said no. And I became the first sheriff in American history to do that. But it cost me my job. But we lost that battle, but we won the war. And the war was the Supreme Court victory. It is huge. Now, I ask everybody, especially sheriffs, take a look at this and apply it, perhaps, to the way you pursue your job in your county.
I don't know how many do you have. Can the Power Mall buy like 300 or 400 of these? Do you have that many?
Oh yeah, you can put as many there as you want. We'll just order more. But yeah, we just did a big order. We got about 3,000 yesterday.
Okay. So we're gonna have Catherine. Catherine should be listening. I'll text her whatever. We're gonna put an order with you. We're gonna get 300 or 400 of them, so we have them at the Power Mall. People's orders, they can then, you know, buy them or whatever, make a donation, then they can get them with their old Power Mall orders. What I want people to do, and you back me up, tell me, you know, correct me how you feel. I want people to read that book, read the little booklet. I thought I had the thing right. I usually have it sitting right here, but I don't, you know, I usually have it right here, and it's probably under some of my junk, but that's another story. But, I want people to read it, buy two of them, keep one for you, and then one I want you to take to your sheriff or share it with somebody. That's how big and how impactful this is. Would you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. You won't find anything more powerful than this decision. You said it right. This is one of the most landmark, powerful cases in American history. It is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. Scalia takes you through an equation in here. And listen to this. We have held, however, that states are not subject to federal direction.
Wow.
That's right out of the case.
Wow.
And the federal government, we held, may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program. So it basically states in here, the federal government is not our boss. And then he gives an equation about how we maintain liberty in America. And he talks about how the federal government was given only discrete enumerated powers. And the way that we maintain that impotence for federal government power is for the states to enforce or assert, it calls the assertion of the 10th Amendment. Whoa. Yeah.
Big. There's the music. We got a short break and then more with Sheriff Richard Mack on the other side. Don't you dare go anywhere. Tom, I know you want to call in and ask him a question. So if you call in, we'll make sure we get you in. God bless you. Take care. Listen to the Power.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to be with you today. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com is our website. There's products there that you need. Buy from the good guys, will you? Don't go to Amazon and support Jeff Bezos or China or whatever. One, you don't even know if you're getting the product. Two, why would you support them? Why wouldn't you support us? Because we're bringing you people like Richard Mack. We're bringing you information that really helps to bless your lives. Four things I want. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. And I want you free as God intends you to be. That's what we want here. And so we're supported by you, your donations, your purchases, your prayers. And you've always been there for us. And since Joyce, 20-plus years, it's so good and an honor to be with you. It's an honor to have somebody like Sheriff Mack. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. If Catherine's listening, I should have texted her during the break. That's what I should have done. I told you I had one of these books, Sheriff Mack. I'm holding up the book to the camera. And I had that exact quote that you brought about the crisis of the day. I have that marked here. We're going to get a bunch of these books, and so people can get them at the Power Mall. So just, you know, give us a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, or you can go to CSPOA and get them there, or you can get them with your order from the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, CSPOA.com, or .org, excuse me, CSPOA.org is Richard Mack's website, thepowermall.com is our website, 877-817-9829 for any questions or orders, and you can talk to Power Hour J. Go ahead.
I have a question about the Power Mall. Is that where you can get storable foods?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Okay, new man of food. Yes.
Sister-in-law works with us at the CSPOA. She helps my wife do all the orders, and she said she needed some storable foods. And I said, well, I know a guy that does it. His name's Daniel, and we're good friends, and he has a radio show, and I'll get it. So it's just thepowermall.com.
Thepowermall.com. Well, and look, call me, text me directly. Okay. Off air. You know, we're doing, text me directly off air and we'll take care of it. Where was I? Oh, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. You got me off track, Sheriff Mac. This book is extremely important. Extremely important. I'm going to ask the next question I ask you here is
the most powerful pocket document you'll ever have except for the Constitution.
Oh, that's right. The next question that drips from our tongues, from our brains is, okay, we're seeing what's going on with this supposed virus. And let's say everything they said was legitimate. They're mm-hmm. obviously subverting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're obviously pushing it aside. They're obviously pushing aside legislative dogma to where governors are making executive orders like they're God or something. Your perspective as a constitutional sheriff, what are they allowed to do? What have they overstepped in?
Okay, a lot of state statutes across the country do allow governors to declare a state of emergency. What it doesn't allow them to do is violate their oaths of office, violate the Constitution, destroy the economy, completely enslave and control people, treat people like criminals, commit house arrests on us, and then arrest us if we don't comply with all of this stuff. Destroy freedom of religion, destroy every institution that made America great, all in the name of, it's for your own good. Can't you tell what a magnanimous leader I am? I'm doing this for your own good. You do not arrest me for going to church and then tell me it's for my own good. Okay? Do not pretend that enslaving me or incarcerating me inside my own home is for my own good. Okay? This coronavirus, at best, is complete contradictions from the top medical people in the entire country or the world. I'm now friends with Dr. Batar, and he contradicts Fauci 100%. Who's right?
Okay, that brings up a good point. To me, in my mind, there's two separate issues here. One is, if the two separate issues, is that true? Okay, I think that's important.
That's the point of all of this, because it doesn't matter how bad the coronavirus is. I said this on another show the other day with Charlene Bollinger. And the truth of the matter is, under no circumstance do I get to violate the Constitution or my oath of office or the principles of liberty. Under no circumstance. Now, as a leader, as a governor, I can reason with the people. I can ask them to cooperate. I can teach them. I can educate them. I can show them how bad something is and ask for their humble participation. But in America, in this Republican nation, I cannot force, as a governor, I cannot force the people to comply.
What you just said is very unusual from the rhetoric we're hearing out of, especially the political realm, even corporate media, especially corporate media. Why are they then doing it? Why is it so out of hand, like people are ignoring the facts that you're saying?
Well, if we had shut down freedom of the press like we shut down freedom of religion, you'd be hearing a different story from the media. But their partners, the Democrats and a lot of government, they're partners in this, and they stay together. And so the press hasn't been censored at all, even though the press is censoring a lot of us. But the key is this. There has been never a time where the founders or any exemption clause exists for individual liberty or our God-given rights. No one in this country has the authority to take away my liberty because they did not give it to me. It was given to me when I was born by God Almighty. Only He can take it away. If you want us to cooperate and you have some reason why we need to stay home for a while or whatever, you can ask, you can persuade, you can reason with me, but you cannot force me. And that's the key.
All right, let me bring up another scenario, because there's kind of a blurry line. Now, if, let's say my uncle, anybody, Tom Jones, whatever. Tom Jones, we know that he has coronavirus, and we know that he's contagious and this is very deadly. And now he's out in public, going near and shaking people's hands and things like that. Does the Constitution allow for a sheriff or somebody to intervene and say, look, Tom, you got to quarantine yourself?
Yeah, the sheriff can take some action with him, but he can arrest him. And he can say, you know what? You know, you need to go see a doctor and we need to put you in quarantine Are you going to arrest him if he leaves? Are you going to, you know, quarantining is a medical procedure. And we'll leave that to the doctors to say, look, man, you really need to be quarantined. But is the doctor going to call security and tie him up and hog tie him to a bed? You know?
Well, I could see a situation, and we have seen this, I can't remember, what was the case where the guy was like licking stuff at the grocery store? But there's so many people, they do weird things. So if Tom, he knows he had, let's say he had the Black Plague, I mean, whatever, he had some extreme virus, and he went around and intentionally tried to infect other people, I think that goes into the realm of,
now committed aggravated assault, and he's arrested.
Yes. Okay,
that's
bingo.
There's been a lot of people that have been out in the public that still have the disease that we didn't know about because
Correct.
They show no symptoms. And sometimes the coronavirus is asymptomatic. Okay, great, fine. But what are you going to do? You quarantining healthy people because of that is ridiculous. And at very best, if you look at the statistics on this, if you look at all the people, in fact, it's hard to look at statistics because they've lied and they've manufactured those statistics.
Definitely conflicting. They're absolutely conflicting. I mean, people say, oh, what do you mean? They're like, well, they're certainly conflicting. I mean, you use whatever word you want. They're conflicting.
Right. They are. And they Fauci has contradicted himself dozens of times. And yet he's the head guy on this. And why he is, I really would like to ask Trump that one. I actually believe that Trump has set a good example on the way that he has handled this whole thing, because he has called them guidelines. He has forced no one. He has recommended these orders, not orders, but guidelines. He's recommended these guidelines. And you know what? I think he's been pretty measured and shown a great deal of leadership. On the other hand, you have some of these governors and mayors who think they're little Hitlers, and they're acting like little Hitlers. And, of course, there's going to be some pushback. What on earth?
What would you make, or what would you say to the police officer who, you know, a man and a woman, husband and wife, and their child are at a park playing t-ball, and they're like the only ones anywhere around, and the guy gets arrested? I mean, what would you say to that police officer?
Well, police officer, that's why we have the CSPOA, because we train peace officers in the importance of their job and what their job really is. And if you want another quote from the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And so the only reason that we have sheriffs and peace officers is to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this is what our job is. Our job is to promote and secure liberty as a peace officer. Oh, that we were trained to do that. And so what I saw when I was first a rookie cop is that there's no adherence to the oath of office. There's no training in the oath of office. And so the CSPOA exists to fill that vacuum. We are the ones training cops and sheriffs in the oath of office.
There's a picture, it's kind of a viral video, where they call them protesters. I hate that word, because it almost like gives legitimacy to the thing that they're protesting. I call them demonstrators. These are Americans. Yeah. These are Americans that are demonstrating their ability and their voice that I don't like what's going on. I do not like this lockdown. Anyway, after what happened in Michigan, where people were carrying rifles on their back and they were just, you know, going around in Michigan, that, you know, whatever, with signs. In California, the police came and they basically, it's like a Roman flank around the Capitol. I mean, they basically flanked, not basically, they did flank the whole Capitol. And there's a real stark picture. They look like they're in riot gear out of, you know, what's that movie, Cop, RoboCop or something.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this. And it struck me, well, this is, you see exactly who the police are working for on this. They're not protecting surrounding the people. They're protecting and surrounding the government, the capital, so to speak. You know, the powers that be. They work for the powers that be. They don't work for their oath. I mean, is that too pessimistic on my part?
No, it's not. And luckily, though, that's changing. And we have so many good sheriffs across this country.
Talk about your success. Yeah, talk about your success.
Look at these sheriffs. We've actually had sheriffs in Washington State, a dozen or more in Washington State, standing for liberty. That governor there, Inslee, however you say his name, you might as well just call him Hitler. That guy's going nuts. And people wonder why. Hitler became so powerful. Look at the governor of Michigan. Look at the governor of California. Look at the governor of Washington. And then compare that to the governor of South Dakota, who never forced people to shut down, who reasoned with people. And their state is showing a very low rate of coronavirus. And actually, Dr. Batar and Dr. Shiva and many others, Stephen Smith, there's thousands of these doctors who have said quarantining of healthy people is counterproductive to getting rid of the disease. And quarantining anybody like that is not going to help keep them away from getting the disease. So it does not build your immunity. It makes it worse. But even, again, be that as it may, There is no excuse ever to shut down freedom, shut down the Constitution, or destroy the economy like they've done.
The word vaccine is hangs like a black cloud over a lot of people, freedom-loving people, and the word mandatory vaccine is like a nuclear bomb. That's been talked about. Bill Gates is everywhere promoting, basically, life won't be normal unless you get this vaccine that we're working on. And never mind, we don't know if it works or not, but you're going to get it, and life's going to be normal then. How should a sheriff handle the federal government telling everybody, you must get this vaccine?
Well, he should handle it very powerfully. He needs to let the federal government know, and the state government know as well, that no one in his county will ever be forced to have any vaccination. That is a personal choice. That is an individual choice. And that is up to me. Isn't it astonishing that the Democrats, especially them, some Republicans too, that say what you do with your body is your choice, but then they also support government forcing you to be vaccinated? And not only that, the follow-up to that is that everybody will have a little national ID card.
ID, yeah.
And quite honestly, those can be manipulated. They're talking more seriously about a computer chip. Just put it right in the old wrist and show that. And this is all stuff that they're considering. And every sheriff is going to need to heed the call, just as like you showed at the very beginning of this program. Are you a David? Sheriff, are you a David? Will you answer the call to stand against Goliath? That's really where it comes down to.
All right, let's talk about the rubber meeting the road. So let's say Sheriff XYZ, Sheriff Smith in some random county, the government says, we'll use mandatory vaccines. Everybody in your county's got to line up. They got to go to the health department, get a vaccine, and then they got to get a card or some kind of tattoo that says they got it. We're doing it. The FBI is going to go down there, and they're going to help institute this with the military. The sheriff says, not only no, but hell no. It's not happening. This is not going on. As soon as you come here, I'm going to arrest you. And then the federal government keeps pushing. The rubber's meeting the road. Let's talk about that scenario. What should the sheriff do?
Well, the sheriff should put him on notice to where way before the vaccine is ordered.
Okay.
Put him on notice. As soon as they're developing that vaccine, he needs to put federal and state agencies on notice. It will not happen here. And if he needs to call out his posse, that is totally lawful for him to call out the people of the county to help him enforce that. In Arizona, it says the sheriff can call out as many people necessary from his county in order to keep the peace. And that's what I do. You know what? I might take the vaccine. I don't know. I doubt it. But if I saw something that a vaccine would convince me that it would be better for me and my family, I would look at it and consider it. Right now, I would say absolutely not. But I'm not against all vaccines. Some of my good friends are. But this is the point. It is my choice. And if it's ever forced, that's almost like the same thing they did in Nazi Germany on eugenics and doing human testing, because that's all a vaccine is human testing.
It's not like it is the same thing.
Yeah, there's just no way. And not only that, they're going to stamp me or something, just like Hitler did with the Jews, stamped them all with their number and gave them all their little identification numbers. You guys, aren't we smart enough and sensitive enough to know when we've gone too far? This is way too far. Wake up. And sheriffs, you have it within your power to stop this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Tom. Tom, I'm sorry. Time has gotten away here. Tom, I'm going to go to you in just a second. So get your question, get it together, get it succinct. Ladies and gentlemen, we are obviously in unprecedented times in America. I think we're under more threat now than probably since Britain invaded Boston Harbor. I mean, that's the kind of threat I think we're under. Our way of life, our declaration, our birthright, all these things. We must hold the line. Whatever happens economically, health-wise, whatever, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, it's obvious globalism is dying. It's obvious all these things are in turmoil. Okay, we're going to transition through this to something. Something, we're going to exist in 5 years. Is the Declaration of Independence going to come with us? Are the Bill of Rights going to come with us? Are our inheritance, is the place of freedom and our birth and our founding fathers what they envisioned? Will it go through that? The sheriffs are key. Your resistance, the word no is very important. You can take this pamphlet, go to your sheriff and say, what do you think of this? Do you want to talk to, can I get you on the phone with Sheriff Mack? We'll help you. We'll coordinate with you. We'll do anything we can. I've been very disheartened because we had some meetings set up and you know this, Sheriff, and the virus kind of kicked us right in the, you know, the keister a little bit. But nevertheless, we got to go forward here. This is how we do it. Get this book, go to your sheriff and have a conversation. If he doesn't like the conversation, then find somebody else who will.
Get
a new sheriff. Let's go. We have a caller that he called earlier today, so I want to make sure. Tom in Florida. Tom in Florida, you're live on the air with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Hello, am I on?
You are on, sir.
Hello. Okay, yes. Listen, I didn't mean to. I don't have a question for Sheriff Mack. I just have a basic observation about what's going on. Do I have much time?
Go ahead. Yeah, just do it. Get it together. Just do
okay.
It.
Well, as I started out before, I said that basically the solution to our situation is probably far more simpler than we think if only we would enact it. Since all of our governors and our sheriffs and our mayors, our county commissioners, they've all taken an oath of office. They're all office holders. They've been elected by the people. And at this point, every single one of them that is basically engaged in this lockdown has then violated their oath of office. They've broken the First Amendment, and they are now basically guilty of treason and sedition. Now, you can't go back on that. It's like they robbed the bank. You can't do anything about it. Let's deal with it. If there was resolve at the county level all over this country, the answer is so absolutely simple. All you do is go to your sheriff with your – unfortunately, you need to have a number of people of resolve in the county, and it would require men – all carrying their rifles. Carrying a rifle is not an act of violence. It's nothing more than it's an affirmation of the Second Amendment. And everything can be just fine. Everyone's happy. Everyone's peaceful. They go to the sheriff and say, listen, you have violated your oath of office. We are taking you into custody. You have to be prepared to put an interim sheriff who has somebody who can act
okay,
in that
Tom,
place.
Okay, Tom, let me
point.
Pause you. Tom, I'm going to pause you for time. I got your point, at least up until here. Just stay right there. Respond to what he said right there. Hey, the guy's in treason, and the people of the county rise up and say, that's it. We're gonna haul you in. We're basically citizens arrest here.
People ask about that quite often, actually, and it's not a bad question. And technically, Tom's correct. It is a violation. It could be considered treason. However, it should be criminal. It's at least perjury for everyone who violates their oath of office. And it should amount to removal of office or removal from office. However, in all practicality, let's follow the whole thing. Let's say you want to go arrest the governor or you want to go arrest the mayor. Where are you going to hold them? Most sheriffs are not going to support that arrest. Some might, but most of them aren't. And we don't lead with that. Because we don't train sheriffs that we're, oh yeah, let's go arrest all the governors and while we're at it, all the senators and congressmen. No. Do they deserve it? Yes. Is it practical? No, it's not. Where we try to come in is we make these leaders, the governors and mayors that you bring up, we make them irrelevant because we will not enforce it. We will not allow any of their orders to take hold in my county. And then what you were saying earlier, Daniel, if we have to, we'll find a sheriff where we can all move there and support him in his move and effort to stand against these sort of things. And that is also possible. But I hope we get enough. I hope we get hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs to where we don't have to move. And if we do, we can stay in the state and go to that constitutional sheriff's county.
We just have a minute or so left in the show. And can you stay a few minutes beyond the show,
sure.
Sheriff Mack? Okay, just stay there. We'll talk a little bit more, and you can go on our YouTube channel, The Power Hour Radio Show, and then you can see what we're talking after show. I don't know of anything that's more important here, ladies and gentlemen, than you supporting Sheriff Mack and the CSPOA. I am begging you. I am, with all my whatever influence I might have over you, I am asking you to support CSPOA.org. Go to their website, support them, call the Power Mall, and get this. At the very least, buy this. And then go have it. Let's talk, and then we'll go from there. Let's talk to your sheriff, what have you. Let's do what we're doing here. What else are we doing? We're not going to fight the UN or whatever. We are going to put up what we want. And that's these constitutional sheriffs, and then all of it is irrelevant, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free. We'll see you tomorrow. And stay right there. We're going to have more with Richard Mack on the YouTube. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.